This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Bright Side Home Theater.
Happy New Year, home theater nerds. It's week 52 of 2020, and it's finally here. The final week of the year. We've been counting it down, and what a week this has been. Welcome to Bright Side Home Theater Podcast, the podcast about the fun we have in our theater. And I thought I'd open the podcast with that for the last time. I'll have a different opening. I have a different theme. You've been hearing about it as we go along, but the theme is the fun we have in our theater and the experiences. So this is the end of 2020. We've all been counting it down. I started on January 1 counting the weeks with this podcast. Didn't know it was going to result in this, but what a week I've had this week. The response I've received from doing my first YouTube video, and I put it out there last week. As you know, if you listened to last week's podcast, I told everybody to go to YouTube and check it out, and everybody did. I can't believe the response I got and the emails and the DMs and everything, you know, asking for different things. So there will be more to come. There's one dropping today, as a matter of fact. But anyways, for those that are new, maybe you saw me on YouTube. This is my introduction. My name's DJ, and you can reach me on Twitter at BrightsideHT, or you can email me at BrightsideHomeTheater@gmail.com. And of course, you can always talk to myself and all of us by directly leaving comments at our website on underneath all of the featured theaters, all of the episodes. They all have a comment section, so you can check it out there. And of course, now you can check me out on the YouTube page. I have one video up there now. Actually, by the time you hear this, there will be two. So if you haven't seen my second video, go on over there and check it out, where I talk about my top 10 Blu-ray releases from 2020. Different from the list I'm doing here on the podcast. So there's something in both, something different in each of them. Had a pretty busy week this week in my theater. I did a lot of bouncing around on the Zapedi for my Zapedi episode that I'll be doing soon. And had a lot of fun with that. So just went from different movies here and there, but nothing to really comment on. I watched Wonder Woman 1984 again. I watched Wonder Woman again. So I could probably say, I mean, that was a lot of fun. See, going back and forth between those. I really enjoyed 1984. So, you know, I know we all know what's going on out there and the popularity of that movie. So we'll just move on from that. But what I would like to do is I'd like to say, this being January 1, we're in 2021 now. And I would like to say, for last year, for 2020, I would like to say thanks to the AV Rant guys and the HD guys for what a great year. I think of where I was a year ago, and I don't even know if I was talking to listeners yet on the first of the year. I'd only been out for basically 2 months, plugging away, just sitting down here by myself. And then it was in March when I first started talking to Rob, and some listeners were commenting back and forth. So I have to thank you guys. But in March is really when it started to turn around, and I started to actually communicate with them, and they knew who I was. And then, of course, I have Tom on. I think it was in May, if I remember right. Actually, I'll be talking about it in a few minutes because I have the date right here. But yeah, I had Tom on, and obviously the ball had been rolling before then. I'd been talking to all of them and how welcoming they were and how much my podcast has really blossomed since then. Brightside Home Theater has just, the numbers that I do see have just been great, and I owe it all to them, and obviously to you, the listeners, as well, because without you, none of us are anything. The way they've treated me, and now I'm getting, you know, we're texting each other back and forth, and we're collaborating on stuff that, like I said, 1 year ago, I can't stress enough how great they've been, and I keep saying that, but thank you to those guys, Tom, Rob, Lee, Ara, Braden, awesome. Awesome, guys. Thank you very much, guys. And really looking forward to 2021. And I'm looking into newer ways that we can all get together, too. So be on the lookout for that in 2021. All right. New Twitter followers this week. Had a big week. We have Martin. Long time coming. He's a good friend of mine. He's actually the guy that runs Nerdy Legion. He finally followed Brightside Home Theater. He's actually contributed to the podcast with questions and comments, but wasn't following me. So I'm just busting on him. He's a great guy. I know he runs so many. He runs a couple other podcasts as well. But yes, Martin, welcome. But we also had Nathaniel Lidley. We had Brett. We have Rob's Media Vault, The Overlord, and The is spelled with a three. All the E's in that are spelled with threes. All of these you can check out, of course, in the show notes or on the website. We have Mike Brown. And last this week, we have JRB Audio Video Inc. So welcome to Brightside Home Theater. Welcome to the home theater community that we are just having a blast with. You know, relax. Take a look around, have some fun. I don't believe I got any movie recommendations this week. If I did and I'm missing them, I apologize. But I haven't put any into my notes for the week. So maybe we'll get some for next week. And maybe next week we'll have some different things I'll be mentioning to do instead of movie recommendations. So 2021, it's going to be fun. I'm still kind of in 2020 right here. We're wrapping up 2020 on the first of the year. But let's get to some of the email and Twitter comments I got from this week. Here's a few of them. We have WV Brew on Twitter says, at Brightside HT, got to say this movie, Watchmen the Ultimate Cut, at 3 hours and 35 minutes, plays great in a home environment. I would not want to watch this at a commercial theater. Fantastic video, strong panning audio, and really good pacing, seamless quality. Animated part has best audio. WV, that is a very good disc. I love that disc. I love that movie, as a matter of fact. And the extended cut, the ultimate cut, it's more true to the comic. Way more detail. I think the theatrical cut left out a lot of the detail that's in the comic that made that comic so great. And yeah, I haven't seen that in a while in my theater, but yes, at 3 hours and 35 minutes, much like the Lord of the Rings extended editions, these are a lot more fun to do in your theater as opposed to going to the movie theater and being like sitting there going, all right, I gotta get up and get out of here. But you can pause it. You can relax. Plus I do prefer the home theater environment. As I said last week with Wonder Woman, the intimate environment is just so much better to me. It's harder to find a good theater to go to, like a Dolby Cinema. They're too far between, and hopefully that will change in the years to come. Next we have Dave Worker on Twitter at Brightside HT. I just watched your first YouTube video. Good stuff. Keep it up. I've also been enjoying your podcast this year. I've bought lots of 4K discs on your recommendation. Happy New Year. Thanks, Dave. I really appreciate that. I love hearing that people are taking what I'm saying and they're going and buying them. I really appreciate it. Hopefully I haven't disappointed anybody too much. Like, my opinion is my opinion. Maybe you don't find that, but it's scary when people are like, I'm going to go buy this because DJ said to, and then they get it home and it's not the same. Maybe they don't have the same feelings, but I can back up what I say. And as I will later on in this podcast with my opinions of my discs that I've done this year, of the experiences, I should say, that I had this year. But yeah, thank you very much. And thanks for the kind words about the YouTube video. I know a year ago I was nervous sitting down here. It's doubly so when you get in front of the camera. So I'm doing the best I can, but they will get better. And the only way to get better is to practice. So that's what I'm going to do. And we'll see where that goes. But I appreciate all the support. Also, WV Brew on Twitter sent this in just recently about Roku and Atmos. Good news. I bought a new Roku Ultra hoping to get 4K on HBO Max. I did not. However, new Roku Ultra has Atmos on Netflix. It does try to put everything into an Atmos container on auto detect. It also has a pass-through mode. Pass-through works for non-Atmos and lets your receiver upscale. Auto detect audio is considerably louder and more dynamic. Unfortunately, it puts everything in Atmos container, but does not let you use upmixer. Audio sounds much better on new 7800R model. I always thought the older model was weak audio. I think the 7800, is he referring to his receiver? I'm not sure. Maybe the new, I'm not sure if that's the Roku Ultra, the new Roku Ultra model. Yes, I have heard that the 4K on HBO Max, the Rokus weren't getting it right away. Maybe they are by the time I'm sitting down to record this. But where Roku came in late to the party, they didn't have all the updates and to be able to get everything. If you've listened to AV Rant, and Rob always is saying, you know, Apple TV is the best bet. I think then next is the Nvidia Shield, the most recent one where you get the bet and you're going to get it. And I think Apple pays a lot of money to make sure they're getting the best, you know, version of everything and be able to put everything out. It's been a while. I might be wrong, but I think it's been a while since an app came out that had all the capabilities and Apple was one that didn't. Do you know what I mean? Like, when was the last time we heard of an Apple TV not having something that all the other ones did? And that includes, you know, Amazon Fire Stick. It's like the Amazon account, that thing was a disaster, and I've talked about that in the past. But Apple TV, and yes, it is more expensive by far. It's the most expensive player. Well, no, the Nvidia Shield is up there too. I'm sorry. The Apple TV is, I just think it is a little bit more reliable on getting the best of everything, being able to get the 4K, the HDR, and the Atmos mixes. Plus, what the Apple TV does, I really like too, is that it does the frame rate adjustments. It does I think it's the best machine. I have no experience with an Nvidia Shield, but I have yet to hear a complaint about the Apple TV other than the price. As far as a home theater, I think Apple TV is the best version for it, getting the best experience in your room. I have messed with the Rokus in the past. They were good. I haven't messed with the most recent Roku, but I have messed with Rokus in the past. I have Amazon Fire Sticks in my house as well. I'm just really used to the Apple TV. But I'm glad people are, you know, they will be getting it. If they don't have it, they may even have it as I'm speaking now. The Roku, that is, have 4K with Atmos. So obviously updates are always coming. WV Brew, thanks for the heads up. Really appreciate it. We'll see what happens in 2021 with all these apps. I've heard a rumor that Apple TV is coming out with some new, you know, they're coming out with a new Apple TV. So who knows what that'll have? Maybe it'll be better. Maybe it'll have more bugs. Who knows? We will see. 2021 is here. We can't even say around the corner anymore. It is here. And now, before I get to my lists, let me talk about the movies from this year. Very briefly, that's what my home theater video on YouTube is going to be about, is the best home theater releases. I was asked by Jeff from HD Report, and you can check him out on Twitter at HD Report, or you can check his website out at hd/report.com. So he reached out to me back in November and he asked if I would like to collaborate. He goes, I've been listening to your podcast. I like the way you're coming at this. He goes, would you like to collaborate on a best of for 2020? And I said, absolutely. I'm honored to be asked. Thank you for reaching out. And I'd already had my list put together because I was counting down the year. I started doing this back in like May. I was like, oh, this is going to be cool. What I'm about to do for you guys, I had planned on doing since like May. I was like, this will be good. So I kind of had an idea on what I wanted, but his idea is to just do the releases. And I'm like, the new releases for the year. So like I said, we started talking. I put my list together in November and we've gone back and forth. And we had great discussions. We had great disagreements, no animosity whatsoever. We just talked, we just bounced ideas back and forth across each other and had a great time doing it. And, but what was funny is while we were working on it, time was going by and we're like, oh, we've got time. Cause like I said, we started this in November and here we are in the last week of the year and he's trying to write his article to get that out. And I'm like, okay, how are we going to rank these? How, cause we had different lists because we came at it from different perspectives. And I recommend check out his article. I've already read it. He sent me a copy of it. So I've seen the article. Like I said, go to hd/report.com. You could see it there. It was just that mix of us talking. Like I come at it from the experience in the room, but he comes at it from a more analytical, which I think, which is great, having equal opinions one to one. And it, we had, we, but the two of us, Jeff and I had such a great time talking about it. And I'm going to be having him on the podcast eventually. And it really was a lot of fun. And thank you, Jeff, for even asking me, for reaching out. And that's a new thing to come to the podcast in 2021. There'll be more interaction between HD Report and myself. And definitely check out his website, check out his Twitter, and just say hello, say you came from Brightside. That would be great too. So go over to YouTube and you'll be able to see my video there of my top 10 discs of the year with a few honorable mentions. And I'll obviously repeat a little bit of what I've said here about Jeff and HD Report. So, all right, let's get to this past year. And first up, I'd be remiss if I didn't lead off with talking about the home theaters, the featured home theaters. I thought of doing a review of the featured theaters, but I can't because I can't rank them. There is no way. I love every single one of these theaters. I've enjoyed going back through them. I have drawn so much inspiration from these theaters, from what you guys have done. I know there are more on the way. We haven't done a couple in a couple of weeks, but everybody keeps, I keep getting emails and DMs saying, I'm going to send one as soon as I get this piece for Christmas. So we have a little lull. So if you want to get me your theater, you can email me or DM me. That'd be great. But I honestly, I am blown away by the run that I had to have a theater from August to all the way just before Christmas. I think I ran, did no gaps. They just kept coming and it was fantastic. And so, yeah, you can email me at brightsidehometheater@gmail.com or you can DM me on Twitter, but email's the best because then it's all centrally located. So if you want to have your theater featured, send it on in and I will post it. But just to give you an example on how much inspiration I've drawn from all these theaters and looking over these, I've gone back to my website and I watch them. I go through them over and over because I just really enjoy it. But I'm redoing my closet because of a theater. I'm not going to put any names on it because some of them are multiple here and there. But you guys will know what I'm talking about. But one of these theaters, and I welcome you to go back and check them out and see which ones I am talking about. One of these theaters has a fantastic media closet. It is the cleanest media closet that I've ever seen. I started laying down hardwood in my media closet. And while I'm in my media closet, another inspiration I drew from these theaters is getting the color-coded braided cords, cables, if you will. I really want to do that. I don't even care what it costs. I don't care how much extra it is. I love the look of braided cables. So I wanted to do that. I want to clean up the backside of my theater, make it look all fancy like a theater I saw. As you know, I haven't done the podcast yet because this is a rabbit hole. I have a Zapedi now because of these theaters. One of my projects this winter, frame some of my laser discs. Why? Because of these theaters. I'm going to up my Star Wars game on my memorabilia. Memorabilia, just not even Star Wars, just memorabilia. One of the theaters is called Memorabilia Theater. It's like, I love memorabilia and I got to up my game. And I got inspiration from multiple theaters on things I can add. Popcorn machines, hot dog makers I've added. All of these things are added to my theater because of you guys. I appreciate it so much. I'm still trying to convince my wife to put a video game system in our living room. That one's not probably going to fly. But because of these theaters, I can say, look, hon, they did it. Don't you want to be a cool wife like this one? And lastly, I got to say one thing I did learn. Don't be biased when somebody tells you they have a shop theater or a theater in their shop, because it very well could blow you away. And all of these theaters blew me away. I can't wait to get more, whether it's a simple picture of what you have now and what you want to, and a description of what you want, or you could have, I don't care, you know, a 200-foot screen and you, I don't know. They're all awesome because we all draw our ideas from these. So check it out. Like I said, brightsidehometheater.com, featured theaters, check them all out because you'll get ideas and inspiration from each and every one of them. Really appreciate it. Thank you guys. It made the year so exciting. It's the last half of the year. I'm glad I came up with the idea. Glad we started doing it. And, it's been a great way to interact with you guys. I really appreciate it. Now let's get to our year in review, if you will, or whatever you want to call it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through, and each month is going to get a winner. And then I'll go through from there and I'll rank those winners. So we'll end up with 12 winners, but then I'm going to pick 5 out of those 12. Okay. So what we have, let's go back to January. In January, week 1, I did Alita Battle Angel. Week 2, I did Gemini Man in 4K. I'm sorry. Week 1, I did Alita Battle Angel in 3D. And then week 2 was Gemini Man in 4K with 60 frames per second. Week 3 was the Bad Boys Movie Marathon. And week 4 was Terminator Dark Fate / Linda Hamilton episode, because basically that movie was dedicated to her and that episode too. She did such a fantastic job. So this being the first month, here we go. Now, which one do I pick out of that was the best cinema experience for that month? And it was a tight battle for me to go between Alita Battle Angel and Gemini Man in 4K with 60 frames per second. I really liked what they both did here. The 60 frames per second on Gemini Man is fantastic. It is probably as close as we can get to 3D, like passive 3D without needing glasses. And I really love that movie. I really love the cinema experience, but Alita Battle Angel in 3D, it rivals to me Avatar because one, I think it's a better movie than Avatar. And the 3D on that movie is absolutely mind-blowing. I've watched it many times since then, just watching different scenes. It's really good. So that one wins January. Moving on to February, we have week 5. I did Guardians of the Galaxy in 4K versus 3D. I did Joker versus Ferrari. Joker and Ford v Ferrari. I'm sorry. And then that was back when I... still trying to feel my way through this, and I did multiple movies. Week 7, I did Midway in 4K, and week 8, I did Hunt for Red October in 4K. All right, Hunt for Red October, that was an older movie. I very much enjoyed. I always enjoy that movie. My son loves that movie. His name on, I believe it's on PS4, it's Red October or something. I think it's Red October. I can't remember, but he uses that, and he's been using that call sign for years. We've loved that movie for years, and it's the 4K is really nice. Midway, great. I really enjoyed that movie. I love the historical aspect of it. Joker is fantastic. I really love that movie. And Ford v Ferrari, great movie, but I can't really put that in a great cinema experience when it is really good. But it isn't as good. None of these can give you the cinema experience of Guardians of the Galaxy in 3D. I believe in that face-off. I went back and forth, and I'm not a huge fan of Guardians of the Galaxy. I love the movie, but where it ranks in the MCU for me isn't very high until I saw it in 3D, and I really loved it in 3D. That wins that month for me. So moving down to March, we have Logan in 4K. Dread 4K and 3D, Zombieland 4K and Zombieland Double Tap 4K, that was an episode, and then 1917 in 4K. And all of those movies, great movies, but 1917 in 4K, just as a cinema experience, the way that movie is shot to the sound, we'll get into more of that a little bit later, but that one out of those four movies definitely wins. April, This is an easy one. We have Star Wars The Skywalker Saga Box Set Part 1, Star Wars Story 4K, I'm sorry, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story 4K. We have Star Wars The Skywalker Saga Box Set Part 2 and Cliffhanger. Cliffhanger and Rogue One. Cliffhanger is phenomenal, by the way. What a great sounding movie. If any other, if it was up against anything else, Cliffhanger probably would have won this month. But that Skywalker saga is 40 years in the making. There's no doubt about that. Has to win the month. You know, and if you know how I feel, you know where that's going as we go forward on this. May, we have 5 movies to choose from. But one of them isn't a movie at all, so we luck out. We have Transformers 4K, we have Bloodshot in 4K, and we have Spider-Man in 4K, Tobey Maguire's first movie. Then in week 20 of 2020, we have Tom Andre from AV Rant and Jurassic Park. And then the last week of the month, I did The Matrix 4K. Obviously, we're not going to do Tom Andre, where that is a milestone for this podcast. That was the beginning of the melding of all the podcasts. Tom coming on with me is really where the ball just started rolling. I mean, it just fell off a cliff, to be honest with you, right after that. It didn't start rolling. They were so great. You go back and listen to that podcast. It's, you can't tell the difference between the first podcast and the latest podcast on which one where we were really just meeting each other, because they were just so great and so welcoming. So, but anyways, as far as the month goes, it's The Matrix 4K for me. Transformers, great movie, great cinema experience. Bloodshot, I really enjoyed that movie. It has a great cinema experience as well. Spider-Man 4K is a little older, a little wonky, but I love Spider-Man and I love everything that that movie means. But The Matrix in 4K, this movie was made for 4K with the HDR and the, because it's such a dark movie, but it really brought out the colors, the way that the tinted green throughout the movie. And then when it's not in the Matrix, you saw how it was more real. You didn't get that green. All of that was brought out. So I really have, that movie really was the movie of that month. In June, we had, I did Top Gun in 4K, Apollo 13 in 4K, Ready Player One 4K in 3D, and I had another interview, Rob H. from AV Rant, and Netflix and She-Ra. So obviously we take that one out, and we're left with Top Gun, Apollo 13, and Ready Player One. And as much as I loved Ready Player One 4K in 3D, and I absolutely love Top Gun in 4K, I had to go with Apollo 13 because I thought that movie just literally blew me out of my seat with the bass in that movie, the presentation. That is the best one here. Cause I'll be honest with you, the Ready Player One in 3D, that probably would have won if I was more blown away by the 3D, but I didn't feel like the 3D in that movie really lived up to the expectations that I had. I remember seeing it in the theater in 3D, thinking that this is a movie like Alita Battle Angel, like Avatar. I felt like that was a movie that was, should have been like the best presentation of 3D. And I just didn't feel like it had the depth that the other movies had in 3D. So that one takes a notch down. I still love the movie. I love watching it in 3D, but it just doesn't rank as high. So I had to go with Apollo 13 because I just felt like it was flawless. And there's a little something in the extras from Ron Howard saying when they remade this movie, it was kind of remade for us, the home theater fans. So I really enjoyed that. And that kind of, you know, hits you in the old heart. All right. In July, my birthday month, we did Jaws in 4K, Greyhound on Apple TV Plus, which many people forget. I think this is the first movie that went straight to streaming that was supposed to be in the theaters. That, not Wonder Woman, not Mulan. It was Greyhound, was sold to Apple TV. We have Netflix, The Old Guard. Really enjoyed that movie. Love what Netflix does. We have another home theater chat with Ara Dedarian. So we'll eliminate that as far as home theater experience, although it's a great experience for me. And we have week 30, we have Inception in 4K. If you're new to the podcast and this is your first one, you don't know my love for Christopher Nolan. So if all the longtime listeners, year and a couple of weeks now, you know Inception 4K. This movie blew me away. Jaws is an unbelievable movie, and we got to see a shark with a magic marker eye. Greyhound was a fantastic presentation, considering it was through Apple TV. And Netflix, The Old Guard, I've read the comics. I love the movie. I can't wait for the next one. I read the next series of comics, so I know what the next movie is going to be about, but I love Netflix's presentation. But Inception in 4K, you just don't get any better than Christopher Nolan and how he can just change and turn the world upside down, and where everybody wants to argue between 5.1 and Atmos. And this podcast is already going to be long, so we won't go down that. August, we have Twister. Not in 4K, just Twister in 1080p, but a great movie. We have Lucy in 4K. We have John Wick in 4K. And we have another home theater chat with Braden Russell. What a month. Obviously, we're taking Braden Russell from HT Guys out, and Twister is just a standard 1080p. So it's a face-off between Lucy in 4K and John Wick in 4K. Oh, my. So I don't know how, I mean, if you're screaming at your radio right now, whichever one you choose, I have no idea, radio, headphones, whatever you're listening on, if you're in the car, or maybe you're sitting in your theater listening to me in surround sound. Try that sometime. It's not that exciting, because I've done it. But anyways, Lucy in 4K, John Wick in 4K, and we'll be back after this. No, I'm just kidding. No commercials, but I thought I'd keep the suspense going. John Wick in 4K is an absolutely phenomenal movie. Lucy in 4K is an absolute blast. I had to go with Lucy in 4K, though. I don't know if it's because I did it first, but this movie, from beginning to end, it shook my room like nothing ever had. I don't even think John Wick, the week later, shook my room the way Lucy in 4K did. It's not as good of a movie, but that's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is about the cinema experience. And Lucy in 4K, if you don't know this and you haven't seen this and you're listening to this podcast for the first time, rent it. Borrow it from somebody in 4K. Turn your theater up to reference level. It'll shake the cobwebs off of your neighbor's house. Never mind your house. John Wick, much better movie. A phenomenal Atmos track. Definitely, it's a reference movie. But Lucy blew me away. It shocked the hell out of me. So I have to give that the month of August. All right, moving on to September, we have 21 Bridges. We have Goonies in 4K. Week 37, Star Wars Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back. And we have another home theater chat with Rob H. again from AV Rant, where we discussed The Martian in 4K and 3D. Tough, tough month here. But if you've listened to the Goonies 4K one, you know I had some issues with that where they didn't exactly place the sounds in the right places. So that one's off the list. 21 Bridges, I absolutely love that movie. I was actually quite surprised at how good that, not how good the movie was, but if you remember right, I did that in honor of Chadwick Boseman. And I wanted to do something that nobody was really talking about. And it is a great home theater movie, but it just doesn't, as a home theater movie, it doesn't rise to the level of Empire Strikes Back or The Martian. And I had a little issue going back and forth here, because most of the time I'm throwing out the home theater chat with Rob H. or the home theater chats, but the conversation that Rob and I had, and the presentation that The Martian has in 4K and 3D, and you can experience it in both ways. Where Empire Strikes Back, that one's almost 40 years in the make. Actually, no, it is 40 years right now. Been waiting to see that in its proper form in my theater. But The Martian, it has a great Atmos track on 4K. It has a great 3D presentation. I have to go with The Martian in 4K on that one. Over Empire Strikes Back, But that was a tough call because you know how much I love my Star Wars. So, all right. Moving on to October, we have Invisible Man in 4K. We have Alien in 4K. We have Dr. Sleep in 4K. We have Sleepy Hollow from 1999. No 4K, just the 1080p, if you remember right. It won the poll. So in week 43, we did Halloween 2018 in 4K. This is our Halloween month. Obviously, Invisible Man in 4K was very good. Thank you again to Steve George for changing my mind on the entire prospect of the movie. I didn't like it, but he reset my male mind to see this from the eyes of a battered woman, and it reinvented the movie for me. Love the movie, love the presentation, but the presentation of that movie, as spectacular as it is, it doesn't live up to Dr. Sleep for me. I thought the presentation of Dr. Sleep was unreal. I love that movie. I thought it was a great sequel to The Shining. I thought the presentation was stellar. Really enjoyed that. So that one wins the month of October for me. Moving to November, I did a Star Wars anniversary edition because that was my 1 year anniversary of the podcast. So I talked Star Wars because that was the first show that I did a year ago. The next week I did 300 in 4K. The week after that, I did the Fifth Element in 4K. At a request to a listener, Andrew, thank you for that. And then we had the Thankful on Infinite podcast, home theater podcast, which was a blast. If you haven't heard that, go back and listen to it. It's just guys hanging out, talking home theater. It just doesn't get better than that. But as far as a home theater experience, The Fifth Element in 4K, I am so glad. I have that movie. I think I had it at the time. I just hadn't watched it in 4K. It's one of those movies that I hadn't watched in years but owned. And thanks to Andrew, I watched it and I was blown away by it. Loved it. But Zack Snyder and his presentation of 300, the grain, the HDR, the sound. There was so much there to experience. Watch that movie over and over, multiple scenes that you could watch over and over. I had to go with 300. The way that affected me, how blown away I was by that movie. So that gets the month of November. And then moving to December, we only have a couple because we talked Batman Returns in 4K. Then I did a home theater chat with Lee Overstreet where we talked sci-fi. And then week 50, I did Shazam in 4K. And then yesterday, I did my Christmas Eve tradition of Die Hard. So I have to go with Batman Returns in 4K because quite honestly, I was blown away by that movie. I couldn't believe how good that looked, how good the black levels were on that movie, how good the sound was. Talking about how Goonies didn't do a very good job, which is only a few years older than this, didn't do a very good job at placing the sounds around the room, where Batman Returns did an unreal job. It like rivals movies of today in their sound placement, in their pans, and that, you know, it was just very good. I really was blown away by that movie. So that's the year so far. So we have on the list, we have Alita Battle Angel in 3D. We have Guardians of the Galaxy in 4K and 3D. We have 1917 in 4K. We have the Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga box set. We have The Matrix in 4K. We have Apollo 13 in 4K. We have Inception in 4K. There's a trend here. We have Lucy in 4K. And we have The Martian in 4K and 3D. We have Dr. Sleep in 4K. We have 300 in 4K. And rounding out the year, we have Batman Returns in 4K. And then my finalists, my last five, I'm going to go from 5 to 1. So I am going with, at number 5, I'm going with Batman Returns in 4K. Everything I just said about it, it just blew me away. I picked it, honestly, because it was a Christmas movie, or a Christmas time movie. That's what I like to do in December. And I'd forgotten. I didn't know this movie could even be this good. I hadn't seen it in a while. But the black levels in this movie were just unreal. They just really were, with between the, you know, Michelle Pfeiffer in the cat suit and the textures and the on that latex, and then the textures in Batman's suit, and then the red gifts and lights in the background. The picture was just, it just blew me away from beginning to end. And like I just said, the sound on this movie was, again, it's hard to believe this was from 92, 90, I can't remember off the top of my head what year it was, but this movie is, you know, considered to be very old now, and it looked like it was made today. I really, really enjoyed that. Was really blown away. Number four, same thing. I was really blown away. Lucy in 4K. Lucy's going to be one of those movies that I will be referencing a lot. I will be going back to and saying, oh, it's no Lucy, or this rivals Lucy, because it was that first movie that to this day is probably the only movie that has really shook my room. Obviously, I haven't done Lord of the Rings yet. I haven't talked about that, but that has some tremendous bass in it too. That has other things going for it. People are going to pop in Lord of the Rings because it's just a phenomenal series. The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings. It's just, but Lucy is that, I have to give it that because it's that hidden gem for me as a home theater experience. It really is. 1917. This is just a cinematic experience. The way this was shot from beginning, it's supposed to be one long shot from beginning to end. Watching the extras on that were just so much fun, but the cinema experience, the sound, it doesn't have the same cinema experience, I would say, that Lucy does for sound. But there is a scene, I mean, you go to when they accidentally hit the tripwire in the tunnels, and the Atmos effect in that scene is just, that's definitely worth going back and checking out as far as an Atmos scene. So it did have that, and it has some great ambient, I mean, it has some great phenomenal Atmos sound throughout the movie, but it's not like Lucy, but the movie itself is such a cinematic experience. The way it was shot and everything, you just sit back and you feel like you're on that journey because it's supposed to be that one shot movie. So I had to put that, that's my number three, rank number three for the year. Number two, I think everybody knows what number one is going to be, but number two is Inception in 4K, because you've heard my rants. If you haven't heard them, I'm sure it'll come up again, but the difference between 5.1 and Atmos and all of that, and this movie just points that out. Another movie, which it's not on the list because I didn't do it this year, but Tenet, and that came out, and that's a great movie as well, with great sound, where Christopher Nolan just knocks it out of the park and basically shuts everybody up that says you need to have Atmos to make a great film. No, you don't. And watch Inception, watch Dunkirk, watch Tenet, watch the Dark Knight trilogy, watch the Dark Knight. That one has, I could go on and on, which I did a couple of weeks ago, so I won't do that to you again. But Inception is my number two movie for the year. And for everybody that's new to the party, has no idea my love for this franchise, the number one movie, number one set, it's the Skywalker Saga. This has been a long time coming to get this in Atmos. We were blown away in 2019 when Disney Plus was launched. We had no idea we were getting 4K in Atmos on Disney Plus. And then they gave us the entire trilogy in 4K in Atmos. And the first thing home theater fans said was, when do I get this on disc? And of course, we got it later in March. It's been glorious ever since. I pop this movie in. I can't tell you how many times, especially now with the Zapiti, that I'll just go and watch that scene of Luke lighting that lightsaber for the first time and hearing that sound in Atmos. And like I said, when I've described that scene, it's like, turn it up to reference level. And yeah, it's not going to blow you away. It's not going to be like, wow, check out that pan. But listen to the sounds that are around. They're in supposed to be this like clay cave hut thing that Obi-Wan lives in, and you hear all these mechanical noises. It just, the juxtaposition, it doesn't fit. It's like, what the heck? And that entire Skywalker saga, I know some people don't like it. John M has some issues with it, but for me, growing up in the 70s and listening to this, wearing out my VHS tape and then coming to today and listening to it on VHS and wearing the tape down to almost nothing, that when you put in a new VHS tape, I could hear the sound difference. Be like, oh, that sounds so much better. And then going to Laserdisc and then going to DVD and then going to Blu-ray. And now here we are today. Can it get better? I don't know, but I welcome that day. I can't wait for that day when they come out with another box set, and I'll spend another. By then, the cost, you know, of living will have gone up, so I'll probably be paying like $1,000, and I'll gladly pay it if you tell me it's in 8K with 32 channels of sound. I don't know. Whatever. But the Skywalker Saga is the number one for me for the year. You want to argue with me? That's your opinion. If you can argue about any of these, these are what I think are the best cinema experiences. If they don't match yours, well, then maybe I just gave you something else that you can go check out, and whether you agree or not. But hey, it's all about the experience in our room. Hope you had fun. I had a great year. And that's a tough thing to say in 2020. But this actually being 2021, this being New Year's Day, I want to thank you. Thank the listeners. Thank you guys so much for making my 2020 unreal. Obviously, when I started the year and doing the countdown, you know, week one, week two, I had no idea I would be counting down a pandemic. I had, you know, and everything that we've gone through really together. And it's the thanks and the emails and the well wishes that I've gotten as the year has gone on. And it's, you know, this is my first year doing this podcast, my first full year. And I'm starting to, or have been seeing everything that I've heard, like the HT guys and the AV Rant guys talk about, like, thank you for the letter. And they also, now I'm getting them too. And it's such a great community. And thank you guys for all of the support. It makes sitting down here and doing this every week so much easier, so much more fun. Cause I know when I first sat down, I'm like, I like this, but hopefully somebody will. And the fact that you guys have reached out, and I appreciate every single, as Rob says, notes of gratitude. And I try to get to them all. Obviously, I know I've forgotten some people along the way, but thank you to everybody. Thank you for listening. I appreciate everything, and really, really blown away. I'm really looking forward to 2021. I have some ideas on what to do this year, some fun stuff that's going to be different that I haven't done in the past. But I promise it's all going to be about the experience that we have in our theaters, whether that theater is a dedicated room or you're sitting down on the couch and your theater is in a living room, or you just have a sound bar and you dream of a theater and you just want, I know I've had many listeners say they're listening to me vicariously so they can experience this vicariously. So I'm going to do my best to bring that every week, because you guys are driving me. You're like, and I don't mean this in a bad way, you're driving me like crazy. It's awesome. I just want to do more and experience more for you guys. And you guys keep telling me about the experiences. There'll be more on that to come. There's going to be different sections. I'm really looking forward to 2021. It's going to be a blast. Who knows what's going to happen? A year ago, we had no idea we had a pandemic ahead of us. But whatever happens, whatever the year brings, we'll have fun. And always try to look on the bright side. See what I did there? Happy New Year, everyone. Now go push play.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.